So now we're going to practice some loving kindness meditation. Probably most, if not all of you, are familiar with that. Who is not familiar? Who hasn't done loving kindness meditation? It's called, let me talk a little bit about it. You'll hear this word metta. Metta is the Pali word, that ancient word, language of Pali, where metta means loving kindness, it means friendship, it means gentleness, and kind of as an attitude of mind and heart, that gentleness. And when we practice loving kindness, what we're doing is we're developing the capacity in our own hearts to be able to give it to ourselves and to others. So you will notice that the phrases are mostly about, you know, sending it out. May you be happy and peaceful. May I be happy and peaceful. And it's not about having that come true in that person or in ourselves. We set the intention. We put the intention there. And it's more meaning, may my heart incline to loving kindness. May your heart and life incline towards peace and happiness. So we're not using it as like it's supposed to be some wish that's going to come true that we have an attachment to. So loving kindness is this ability to develop this deep kind of unconditional caring for another without attachment to the result. So remember that we're developing it in ourselves. So that there could be a time when we're just being in the world, and that's exuding from our hearts. We're not even saying those words. So it's we represent that. It's just in our beingness, with words or no words. So we're developing that capacity, which is really important. So when we say the words, it's with no attachment to result. So I'm going to use four kind of phrases that we use generally in this practice, and you have the permission to change them and to make them your own. But I have to use something. So those of you who have your own phrases, just continue with your own phrases. And once in a while, I kind of throw out a new phrase just to give you permission to do what you want. And I also will give you some permission, of course, to not use a phrase, to use energy or a light or a color, something where you don't have to use words, because some people can't use the words. It's not easy. So let's begin the practice now. That's the basic practice. So in the practice of loving kindness, what we want to do is be as comfortable as we can. If you have any thought to get in a chair now, if that's more comfortable for you. It's totally okay. It's hard to be loving if you're not comfortable. So establish your posture as you usually do. And bring your attention to your heart center around the physical heart. Sometimes it's helpful to just remember to come from that place by putting your hand there, or your hands there. It's up to you. It's actually known that the energy that comes from this place in your body is thousands of times more powerful than what comes from your brain. And this is in the Buddhist tradition. Actually, this place here, not in the physical heart, but somewhere invisible nearby, is the center of your heart, of your mind. It resides actually here, not here. So breathing in and out from that place. Slowing down your breath. Which helps to regulate your nervous system and helps you feel more calm, actually. And just sense your heart Maybe you're sensing your heartbeat, the life force, the vibrations around there in a physical way. And then knowing in your heart mind that in this practice we are planting the seeds or the intentions for loving kindness to arise in our own hearts spontaneously, naturally, automatically, by repeating certain phrases that represent planting of this seed of loving kindness. Traditionally, we begin with oneself. If you can't begin there in offering to oneself, then choose another person that you can easily open your heart to. Might be like a benefactor or a child or an animal friend, a pet. So have a sense of who you're starting with. It could be oneself. I'll use the words for oneself, but change the pronouns if you need to. So sense oneself just being simply here, if that's easy for you, just sitting here. And we're going to kind of sense a fountain in our hearts, fountaining up and spreading around inside and outside this loving kindness. We can sense ourselves as a child in a safe place of your age. So choose how you want to sense yourself. Or maybe you're sensing yourself someplace in nature where you feel really safe. And have a sense of yourself there or here. A physical sense or a visceral sense, felt sense. And then remember something about yourself that you can appreciate. Your generosity or a time of when you were generous. Your kindness, your humor. Doing the best you can is something wonderful to remember. One, as one of your goodnesses. And then offering oneself this unconditional friendliness towards oneself, this goodwill. Having it fountain up from your heart center. Fountaining up and falling through all the organs inside your body and also outside your body, fountaining up through your face and head as all of you begins to be surrounded, covered by, soaked up, soaking in this loving kindness. So using these words to represent those intentions. May I be safe and protected from all harm. From the harm, the inner harm of greed and hatred, delusion. From the outer harm of the world. Simple words you can use. May I be safe. May I be peaceful and happy. May this body be as healthy and strong as possible. May my heart be at ease, no matter what's happening, and my mind be clear. So pick a couple of those phrases and use them on your own timing, or use the image of the fountain representing that loving kindness. Fountaining up, sprinkling over inside and outside. May I be safe, protected, peaceful and happy, healthy and strong. May my heart be at ease and my mind clear. Use a couple of simple phrases, repeating softly, quietly. You'll have this recording, so you don't need to write it down. Now moving on to the next individual. Traditionally, it's a benefactor, someone who has benefited you. This could be an elder or a young person, a child, an animal friend, a peer, someone you can easily open your heart to. So have a sense of who you're choosing. And have that person, sense that person somewhere in front of you or in a place that you feel very comfortable, like your own home maybe. Whatever helps you feel close to this person and make the vision alive or the sense alive. So now take some time to remember the virtuous qualities, or even just one quality of this person that you admire, that you appreciate. Remembering a situation or incident that opens your heart. And then offering this person your goodwill, no attachment to result, just an offering. It's the generosity of the heart that's being developed here. May you be safe and protected in all ways, allowing that energy to come from your heart center and radiate out to that person, wherever that person is. Radiating out, safe and protected. May your wisdom and love always protect you. Your body be healthy and strong. May your heart be at ease with the changing nature of your life. Find your way with words or without words, radiating out to this person. Now allowing this person to remain in the field of your loving kindness, but letting that person step into the background and bringing into the foreground, into the center, a dear friend or a loved one, which is traditionally the next person we offer to. Maybe a peer, a family member, someone you work with. Again, someone easy to open your heart to, relatively easy. One of your children, grandchildren. You remember the inner beauty of this person. Their goodness. Said that the proximate cause for metta to arise is remembering the good. Now offering out with no attachment to result. Just make the offering from your heart center. May you be safe and protected on your journey. Your journey in your heart, your journey in the world. May you be safe and protected. May you be peaceful and happy. Healthy and strong. May you love yourself completely. Find your own way with words or no words. Radiating the energy of that out as a light or a color, representing that unconditional goodwill. And whenever the words stop, just turn your attention to your breath at your heart center and let each breath represent that offering. Gathering it up on the in-breath, allowing it to radiate out on the out-breath. Now coming to a close with this individual and letting that individual move into the background, remaining in the field of your metta, and bringing forth the next individual, traditionally is a neutral person, someone you feel neutral towards. So it's usually someone you don't know so well. It could be someone here. Someone in your neighborhood, maybe. Could be an animal being or a human being. have a sense of who it is. And for this being, what we do is to reflect upon the truth that all beings want to be happy, want to be peaceful. Just as we want to be peaceful, happy, so does this person or animal friend. And now offering out to this person radiating from your heart center, using the words, phrases, or no words that are best for you. Safe and protected, peaceful, happy. May you be at ease with your life, no matter what's happening. Again, when the words don't come, it's okay. Just let your breath represent the gathering in of that intention, the letting it go into the direction, radiation towards that person, affecting others along the way. Again, coming to a close with this individual and allowing that person to step into the background. And the last individual is someone we're having difficulty with. So bring that person forth into the center of the field of metta, having a sense of who it is you're choosing. Be careful not to choose someone that's so difficult for you that it's hard to open your heart. So choose someone you know you have some chance of opening your heart to that person. You need to remember them in a safe place for you. Maybe they need to be far away. So have a sense of that, where they are in relationship to you. Maybe in nature, somewhere. And see if you can remember something about them that you can appreciate. Put everything else aside. Just tune in to what you appreciate about that person. Maybe a situation that you experienced with them where there was harmony, connection. Now connecting with the energy that has already begun to flow from your heart center. The river of loving kindness, let that continue on, flow on to this person. May you be safe and protected in all ways. May your heart be filled with loving kindness and wisdom. So find your own ways, your own words, or no words, just radiating out that energy from your heart center. Now coming to a close with this individual and allowing them to remain where they are in the center of your field. Now bring forth and put next to that person, the neutral person. And on the other side, bring in your loved one. And also your benefactor. So all four of them are standing together or sitting together. And now offering your goodwill to all of them equally without exception or discrimination. Including yourself. Just as I wish to be safe in all ways. May you all be safe. Radiating out. Including yourself. Before it radiates out to all these individuals equally. May your hearts be filled with loving kindness. May we be healthy and strong. Carrying ourselves well on our journeys. Helping others along the way. May our hearts be at peace. And clear. as to what to do in response to life. Now allowing that circle of metta, that container, to get bigger and to include everyone here. May all beings here be safe on our journeys, on our inner journeys and paths, our journeys through life. Now including all of those as well who had to leave early, reaching out wherever they are, including all the space in between wherever they are, all the beings, the neighbors around. May all of you be peaceful and happy. Healthy, strong. Now expanding the circle to include our loved ones, wherever they are. All the little ones and the elders and everyone in between. May you all attain your highest aspirations, your most noble aspirations. Now expanding out as far and wide as you can go or feel to go safely. Maybe seeing that energy of metta from your heart center radiate out to include all of the land around us, spreading out to include all of this northern hemisphere of land. May all beings be happy. And then all of the waters around us, waters within this body of land and around this body of land, may all the beings of the waters may be safe in your homes, protected. Spreading out to touch and connect with all the beings of the other hemispheres, the other bodies of land, the south, the north, the east, and the west. May all beings care for themselves unconditionally, caring. May all beings of the air around us be safe and protected. May all beings in all directions without exception, those seen and unseen, known and unknown, in all realms of existence, may all beings everywhere be happy, be peaceful, and may we share the merit of all of this beneficial energy that we have developed here with all beings everywhere. By the sharing of this merit, may all beings be liberated.